that Cuban socialists are imposing on the people.
Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, on Fox yesterday, and he is spot on when it comes to what is at stake. But it does point out the absurdity of what's going on, where along our southern border with Texas and Mexico, we've got one set of rules, which is all in free. But when it comes to Cuba, we don't want any sort of flotilla coming ashore to America and seeking asylum. I find that incredibly that's just bizarre. Anyway, coming up, we'll let you hear from John Quintas. He's got a great opportunity. If you are a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, the folks at Amazon, they've got jobs for you. How to access those jobs, we'll get to that coming up in just a couple minutes. This is where I normally would fire some crazy bump music. I don't know if I'll do that today. I might as well. Keep to the format, they say. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Just because we get around. Before I get old. Talking about my generation. Take my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all say. Trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Washington Wizards star Bradley Beal has entered the health and safety protocols at Team USA camp. Team USA had announced that a player entered the protocols but had not named the player. Beal had played 30 minutes in Team USA's exhibition win over Argentina Tuesday. The team will play Australia Friday. The Bucks came back in the fourth quarter to even the NBA Finals at two games apiece, 109-103, the final in Game 4. Devin Booker for the Suns led all scorers with 42 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 26 along with 14 rebounds. The series now moves back to Phoenix for Game 4 Saturday. Baseball returns today with the Red Sox and Yankees and everyone else starting the second half of the season tomorrow. Dodgers will be at the Rockies, Angels hosting the Mariners, Giants at the Cardinals, Padres and Nationals in D.C., and the A's at home against the Indians. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $20 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
At CDW, we get new work environments can bring new distractions.
My kitchen is my new office. It's also home to our new family smoothie machine.
While CDW experts can pre-configure Dell Latitude 9000 series laptops with built-in AI that learns how users work to minimize disruptions and help you and your organization stay productive. Ooh, even when life gets messy.
I'll get the hose.
For technology that helps you adapt, trust Dell Technologies and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/DellClient.
KZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
I was seeing a lot of waiting around on the drive in toward Henderson right now along the Southern Beltway. 215 eastbound at Windmills, where the reported accident is. Already busy in that area this stretch of time of day anyway, so I look for that to slow down just a bit more. 215 eastbound again at Windmill. Only reported accident on the Beltway. Do have one on US 95 in the Northwest Valley. That's on 95 northbound after Durango. And still clearing up that earlier problem downtown area amongst all of the construction cones on 95 northbound before Eastern. That's where the accident's being reported. Check out the surface streets, West Desert Inn and Procyon, and Procyon, that is, and West Desert Inn. And also on the east side, watch for one at Eastern or Sahara at Boulder Highway. In the northwest, still cleaning up an injury accident, Best of the West Shopping Center area. That's at Lake Mead Boulevard and Rainbow. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, tomorrow on the program, L.A. County is contemplating reinstating the mask mandates. Our numbers here in Nevada are rising in a scary way. The positivity rate up over 10%. It was down at 5%. Are we preparing to take a COVID-19 step back like California apparently is, or at least L.A. County? We'll talk about that tomorrow on the program. As you know, we talk a lot about veterans and veterans issues on this program on a fairly regular basis. And it's interesting that the folks at Amazon, and I remember this, gosh, 5 years ago, they promised to create jobs for veterans, and not just a few, but in the tens of thousands. And I had a chance to visit today with John Quintus. He's Amazon's Director of Global Military Affairs. They are making another entry into hiring vets. And it's interesting. I had a chance to ask him, you know, if this is bigger and better than the previous offer of jobs for veterans. This is from earlier today.
So now we're upping our game, and it's a pretty aggressive pledge, but we are going to hire 100,000 veterans and military spouses in the next 3 years.
That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Now, these jobs are life-changing for these veterans and their spouses. You know the impact this is going to have.
Well, I transitioned myself about 4 years ago. I had a young family, and finding a job was the most stressful part of the entire experience. And, you know, you're absolutely right. Just you know, finding a good company, finding the right company, finding a good job with good pay and benefits. I mean, it's just that security to take care of your family. You know, it is, you're absolutely right. It's life changing. And Amazon recognizes, you know, we are a leading U.S. employer. In fact, we've hired more people in the last 10 years than any other company in the U.S. And so we have to do our part. We owe it to the veterans to make sure that, you know, we are setting goals like this to make sure that they have a place when it's time to take off the uniform.
I think, John, that is absolutely incredible. John Quintus joining us. He is Amazon's Director of Global Military Affairs. What kind of jobs are we talking about?
You know, to get this done, it's every job at Amazon. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is the variety of jobs we have here. You know, we're a tech company. We are a logistics company. We're an e-commerce company. We are a studio and music company. And so there's, I mean, you name it, and you can find it here. And what my team does is I've got a team of 15 people, military spouses, veterans, active guard, reserve, and this is what we do. We make sure that every job at Amazon is available to veterans. Today, if you go to our website, you're going to find 35,000 open positions across the United States. They're in corporate roles. They're in field roles right outside Nellis Air Force Base. We have a number of distribution centers there. We get a lot of military members that go into these field operations to be managers of teams because they know how to lead teams. They know how to deliver for customers. And so you name it, and it's really across every line of business at Amazon.
I know that a lot of military men and women, they utilize a certain skill set in the job that they're assigned to. But now coming into the private sector, everything now changes. Are there ways for these veterans and the military spouses to learn new skills and to grow within the company?
Absolutely. And, you know, I know a lot of young veterans, you know, they come out of high school, they go into the military, and they dream of a tech job, and they think, you know, that's just beyond my reach. You know, I don't have a computer science degree, or you know, I don't know how to code. Well, Amazon has programs that are company-funded to give free upskilling so you can gain these new technical skills. We have a program called the Amazon Technical Apprenticeship, where we bring you in, we hire you, and then we'll send you to up to 13 weeks of in-classroom training to give you these tech skills. And then we'll do up to 12 months of on-the-job training so you can land jobs like software development engineer, solutions architect, cloud associate. So, yeah, we have a number of different programs. Again, not just a job, but you come into the company, and we will help you build that career path to where you want to go.
Amazon, everybody knows about Amazon. We see them in our neighborhood. I see them in my neighborhood like, you know, twice a day. And we all know about Amazon and all the great stuff they do. I'm just curious, why this effort with the military, the ex-military and spouses, why making this commitment to them?
Well, one thing I always say is, why isn't every company doing this? Because, you know, one of the reasons Amazon does this is because the incredible skills and experience that are coming into our company from the military community. You know, teamwork, a sense of service, leadership. I mean, they're making every part of this company better. But, you know, the other thing we talked about earlier is we also know this remains a top concern for transitioning military. This is where they need help. This is where the stress is. And so, you know, the other part of it is, it's just Amazon doing our part to play a role. You know, we offer competitive pay and benefits, you know, as a minimum of $15 an hour for every job at Amazon, and that's more than twice the minimum wage. We offer health benefits on day one. We offer education and training once you've joined the company. So, you know, part of it is just doing our part, but the other sense is we recognize the company gets better when we bring veterans in.
And one more time, give us what this commitment is, which I think is absolutely, it just blows me away. But can you recap what it is that you're offering today?
Absolutely. We're going to start counting today, you know, July 2021. And over the next 36 months, we're going to bring 100,000 U.S. veterans and military spouses into the company. We think the rough number of military spouses is going to be somewhere between 18,000 to 20,000 military spouses that we will hire within that number. So very exciting.
Where can people find this information? Where can they find out where to go and how to take advantage of this great opportunity?
The best place to go for any questions about our jobs, our interviewing, our company culture, or these unique programs that I mentioned is to go to amazon.jobs.
So there you have it. amazon.jobs. It's that simple. I just love that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer
expense. I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me. But it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old. Yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, Los Angeles County, I said they're contemplating, they have ordered, beginning on Saturday, midnight Saturday, reinstating the mask mandates indoors, even if you are properly vaccinated, even if you've had the Johnson & Johnson one shot or the Pfizer and Moderna two-shot vaccines. In L.A. County, you're going to have to mask up indoors. This is crazy. Now the question is, and we're going to talk about this a bunch tomorrow, this whole notion of should Nevada, because our numbers are up. Our numbers are way up. And in fact, they were down in the fives, and now they're up in the 10%. And you know how Governor Sisolak is. That if Gavin Newsom sneezes, Sisolak sneezes. That's just the way I don't know. They're running in lockstep. Now the question is going to be, is the rest of the People's Republic of California going to go forward with reinstating mask mandates and things like that? Are we going to be taking a bunch of steps backwards? I think it's entirely possible. I want you to hear from Tucker Carlson, because on his show last night, he uncovered the truth behind what is a mass movement of illegals into the U.S., into the interior of the U.S., via airplane, via private plane. This is incredible. This is Cut 3, Tucker Carlson last night.
The current mass movement of foreign nationals into the United States was never approved by Congress. No one passed a law demanding it. The Biden administration just did it unilaterally without asking Americans what they thought of it. They probably already knew. Every poll we've ever seen shows clearly that voters of all backgrounds oppose open borders. That policy is highly unpopular. So the administration couldn't say out loud what they were doing. Instead, they operated in secrecy. They hid it. They're hiding it right now. So what exactly are they doing? Tonight we have new information for you that answers that question, at least in part. This show has confirmed that the Biden administration has enlisted the U.S. military to move illegal immigrants secretly around our country. That is happening at Laughlin Air Force Base in Texas. We know it's happening there because a man called Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Burroughs sent his subordinates an email spelling it out very clearly. Quote, over the next few days, weeks, or months, the note began, you may see passenger aircraft on our ramp transporting undocumented non-citizens. Please review the attached public affairs guidance on the issue. Burroughs' email then instructed uniformed military personnel to hide what was happening on the base from the country they're sworn to serve. Quote, do not take photographs and refrain from posting anything on social media. Now, Lieutenant Colonel Burroughs offered no national security justification for keeping any of this secret, because there is no national security justification for keeping it from the rest of us. He just told the people who work for him not to talk. Now, we got his email from a whistleblower, and at first we doubted it could be real. During the last administration, you'll remember, the Pentagon firmly refused to protect America's southern border. That's not our job, they said. It's too political. Send us to Syria. And yet, according to this document, here was the very same U.S. military leadership at the Pentagon helping the Biden administration with maximum enforced stealth, with secrecy, to subvert this country's core immigration laws. It was hard to believe that could be happening, but it is happening. The Pentagon has confirmed it to us. Spokesman Chris Mitchell described the flights from Laughlin as non-citizen movement, part of what he called the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's mission. He told us then to direct any further questions to ICE, so we did. We called ICE multiple times. ICE did not deny they were using Laughlin Air Force Base to relocate large numbers of foreign nationals into the interior of our country and do it secretly. The question is, where are all these people going? Several times, ICE promised us additional details, but in the end, we never heard back. Apparently, Americans do not have a right to know where foreign nationals are being resettled in their own country.
Yeah, and that's absolutely beyond belief. The big story of the day, I guess, locally, civil rights attorneys gathered here in Las Vegas, and they are filing a lawsuit against the city of Las Vegas, four officers on behalf of the family of Byron Williams. They are also named as a defendant Joe Lombardo, the Metro Sheriff. And one of the things, he's running for governor. Is this politically motivated? Don't know. How is it going to impact the race in the Republican Party for that nomination? I don't know, but it is not going to help Joe Lombardo to be a defendant in this suit. Benjamin Crump was in town, and they had a big news conference, and it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. We'll have more on this, I know, tomorrow, so stay with us. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to you locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've talked a lot about the folks fleeing Texas, the state representatives, all over a voting rights bill. I want you to hear Sean Hannity, this is Cut 5, on exactly what is in that Texas legislation that everybody finds so onerous on the left. Here it is.
According to Joe Biden, America is facing its worst crisis since the Civil War because of the Texas election bill. Look at your screen tonight. This bill bans paid ballot harvesting. You have a problem with that? It requires voter ID for mail-in ballots. Alternatively, voters can provide the last four digits of their Social Security number if they prefer. The bill sets uniform times for early voting, all while expanding early voting hours on the weekend. It ensures that poll watchers are able, according to law, observe vote counting. Start to finish, all sides get to observe. It strengthens the ban on unmanned mail-in drop boxes so nothing nefarious can happen. Keep people honest. It gives voters an opportunity to correct mistakes on mail-in ballots ballots if they're discovered. The bill requires those assisting voters with filling out their ballots to complete a form verifying their identity, and it ends the temporary emergency measures that were put in place because of the pandemic, like drive-through voting and 24-hour early voting. Joe Biden quite literally is calling this bill the most racist thing to happen in the United States this century. All right, pretty insane, especially when you consider this simple fact. Because of this bill, it is now easier to vote in Texas than in Joe Biden's home state of Delaware. That's why he's now weaponizing his own Department of Justice to go after Atlanta. They have far more accessibility to voting than Delaware. And in the state of Texas, there are 2 weeks